Seventh parak of Nazir Mishnah Gimel, third Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned the types of Tumas Meis, which caused the Nazir to have to start over again. Now we're going to talk about Tumas Meis, which do not require him to start again. Aval Aschochos. Soch is a tree that is overhanging a mace, and he walks underneath that tree. So, since the tree is made of a lot of branches, we're not sure if he went under the branch that has the Tumah underneath it. So a suffic tumah. Aprois is also, if you have stones or pieces of wood sticking out of the wall, and it's also not clear if the one you're going underneath has a mace underneath it. Beis apras is a field that had a kever, and they plowed it, and the bones got strewn all over the field. It's also a suffic tumah. Eretz ha'amim, chutzlaretz chazal goyze tumah. Al goyl v'al adoifek, goyl is the cover of the grave, or some say cover of the coffin. Doifik is something on the side of the aron. All these things, revi is dam. Even though revi is dam, it's metame completely. But there's a lot of Moshe Messina that, in respect to cause the nazir to have to start all over again, he doesn't have to start over again. He has to metame himself. Vi oihel. If a nazir touched a oil of a mace that was made out of flax, even though the oil is mekabel tumah, it's tamei mace, it does not require the nazir to start over his nazirs. Roi v'atzom is a quarter of a kav. In the previous mission we said a half a kav of bones of a mace causes him to start over again. It's only a quarter of a dam, a quarter of a kav. He's tamei, he has to attack himself, but he doesn't have to start his nazirs again. Kalim shenogim a mace, also a kalim that touched the mace, even though it's considered avatum in certain circumstances, it's like the mace itself, but the nazir does not have to start over because it's not the mace itself, actually. It has a stringency of tumah like the mace, but it is not the body. You may svara, you may gemara. The days of a metzayra, after he counts 7 days, he starts his tire process by shechting this bird and together with the hyssop and everything else. That 7 day period. So the make gemara is when after he became a full fledged metzayra, we lock him up. All these days he has a serious tumah, but eila ein on nazir mekaleach. It doesn't cause a nazir to have to shave his head. Umazir shlishi v'shvishi. And it does not cause him to have to start all over again. The right way to read this is Eina Nozim Galeach, he doesn't have to shave it. Umazim Shlisha Vishvi. That he does have to do the Hazor. Not that he doesn't have to do the Hazor, because these are, except for the Metzara case, all the other cases are full-fledged tumor. But even though he has to be Metzara himself, he doesn't lose out the previous days. Once he finishes the Taira, he starts counting his days of Naziris, the Korban Eilo. Like we said, you have to have more stringent Tumas Meis in order to bring a Korban. There was a halacha, Moshe Misinai, which the Chazal and Makabel, Yimei Azov Azov, Yimei Hezger, Shul Metzayr, Harei Le'olam Loi. Not only is there certain types of tumas that not only does he not lose out, they do not only not cause him to have to start over his Naziris, but even as his tummy, he could count it as the days of his Naziris. It was not Tumas Meis, he's a Zov, Zova, or when he was locked up to be a Metzayra, and it was not yet full-fledged Metzayra, they were waiting for certain simonim to appear. All these count as part of his 30 days Naziris. But the case, once he was fully, after the closing up period of the Metzayra, and they found that two white hairs developed, or it got larger, different simonim, then those days do not count as part of his Naziris days.